Bruce Newberry.
The Food Dude.
Hello again. Welcome to the tastiest talk show on the radio. We are here at the Food Centric Experience. It's the Performance Food Group show. Our friends from Boston Chowda are branching out here and serving up today a gourmet stuffed scallop. And Jeff Turcotte, you just gave a great description. Give me that description.
All right, I'll do it again. So it's roughly a 4-ounce stuffing base, Ritz crackers, butter, minced lobster meat, baby scallops, baby shrimp. It comes in the shell. IQF, the customer, just bakes them off roughly 8 to 10 minutes, depending on the oven that they have.
IQF means quick frozen.
Individually quick frozen, yep. Right? So they can take out however many they need. They pack 48 in the case. They want 10, they take out 10. They want all of them, they take out all of them. They hold really well. These have been cooked since 10:30 this morning, the one you just had.
A little bit under an hour, and yeah. They're delicious. Now, we know a little bit about stuffed clams where I come from.
We make those too.
And yeah. And so you might find these in your deli section at the supermarket. Who's been coming by and expressing interest today, Jeff?
So these were brought in for Jay Peak Ski Area.
Nice.
Last winter. So then they continue to stock them. We have a 6-ounce one, which is bigger than this one. I had a large restaurant group 2 years ago come to me and say, can you make it a little bit smaller? So if anyone has ever eaten at a 99's restaurant,
yeah,
and they've eaten a stuffy on their menu, they've used about 3 million of these in 2 years. So that's where the evolution of it came from, the 99's. We made it so I own the recipe, I own the sizing, so it's not proprietary to them. So therefore, I can go out and sell it to anybody else as well. So that's where it came from.
Nice. I love these inside stories. It's all good. I mean, it's so interesting to find out where these dishes come from. And, you know, like you say, it had to be made in somebody's kitchen. And in this case, it's your recipe.
Right. And the other thing of this is that this is the stuffing itself, let it slack out in the frost. Then it becomes a stuffing into a fillet of fish. Then it becomes a small stuffing ball for baked stuffed shrimp.
Yeah.
Or a stuffing ball into a mushroom cap. So it's not just what it is, what you see. It can be a lot of other things as well.
Really versatile, yeah.
Pretty, yeah. And for cost, you're on $1.70 to the customer, the end user.
Money's no object to us today here, Jeff.
And that's the thing. It's not needs and wants anymore. It's wants.
Yeah.
And...
No, you're so right. We've been through the whole thing where we didn't have it and we wanted it, and now we're going to get it.
And with the labor pool the way it is, everybody's struggling with labor. So this way, like I said, it's the same thing every single time the customer comes back, and that's what we do in our industry.
That's a great point. That's a great point that with the staffing issues that still are plaguing these restaurants, it's a little better than it was, but it's still an issue as we've been talking about. And sure, why wouldn't you help yourself and help yourself to the technology, especially where you can trace a recipe like we can do here with this stuffed scallop from Boston Chowda that you're going to find in a lot of different places. Jeff Turcotte, good to see you.
Good to see you as well. Come get some gelato later.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Another one of these shows, and only the best people come to these things, and so we have our friend.
You said the best people.
I did.
And me.
Right at you.
And me.
So, Ted's here, as all of the top restaurateurs in a couple of states. How are you?
Tired. Ready to eat some food. You know, like everybody here. There's a poker night the night before this food show.
I see. Was that intentional or?
No, I didn't go, but a lot of the vendors go, and they're always pretty bleary-eyed today. So
I
God
see.
Bless them.
Can we tell the winners?
Yeah, right.
As we
the
walk along.
The ones that aren't here. The ones that aren't here.
All right. Let's walk this way for a second and talk to...
I specifically am looking for gluten-free products for pizza crust and buns. That's what I'm specifically...
Well, you know what we might do? We might take a walk down this way. We're at the Champlain Valley Expo Center here in Essex Junction, Vermont, which for all intents and purposes is Burlington. And we have just the best of everything. We have pizza, we have wings, we have salad dressings, breads, equipment, and right over here we have an item that I'm familiar with, and it's from the Pizza Gourmet in Rhode Island.
What?
And these guys are dear friends of mine, and we can talk to them about what they have. Now,
one of our biggest issues we're trying to figure out is how we get our pizza oven working in an easy, easy manner, which is kind of an issue. So we're looking at the pizza crust.
We've talked many times about the Pizza Gourmet grilled pizza crusts, and I just happened to be walking back to the Island Homemade Vermont Ice Cream booth, and I happened by the Pizza Gourmet table. And now this is the Rhode Island invention grilled pizza. It started out, these two restaurateurs were in Italy, and they found that if you take some dough and spread it out in a rustic manner.
Are you familiar with this product? Do you know if it comes in already rolled out and marked?
It's already just like that. As you see it, it is a 10-inch white round or a 16-inch white round, and it has the grill marks already on it because it's been done on an actual grill. So this is, all you need to do is top it and put it in your oven. And it's available at Dave's Marketplace. It's available all over the place. And now it's in a food service.
I like that.
It's a food service product. So they've taken some tomatoes. Looks like we've got some San Marzano tomatoes and a little bit of mozzarella. Maybe a little bit of, could be a little pepperoni on there, but I'm not, maybe bacon. Is that?
I hope it'll be bacon, not bologna.
Okay, well, I don't think it's bologna.
But the thing that one of the other vendors had that really jumped out at me is their product is frozen to oven. You pull it out frozen, sauce, cheese, in a pizza oven, 900 some odd degrees, you're done in 7 minutes.
Yeah.
That is beautiful. So I'm interested if you have to thaw this or you can really go from freezer to...
I don't think it's ever frozen. My experience is that this is not a frozen product. It's a refrigerated. We're here at the Performance Show today. Let's talk tortillas. Vermont Tortilla Company. You've seen them, I know. And if you have the opportunity to taste it, don't miss it. And with us here at the show is Azur. How are you?
Good. How are you guys going? Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for taking some time today. You're busy and everybody's trying your tortillas. What is the secret to these tortillas? They're bright, they're flavorful, they're warm. But you know what? Even if they weren't right off the grill, they are really something special.
Well, thank you. We believe so. The secret to our flavor is this nixtamalization process.
Wait a minute. Nixtamalization.
Nixtamalization. Yes.
That's the word of the day. Maybe
that's
the word
right.
of the year.
Yeah, we should do it. We should do it. The word of the year. The process in itself is we mix water with food grade lime. And we add the corn, bring it to a boil, and then after that, the corn rests overnight. The following day, we grind everything, we make it into dough, or masa in Spanish, and it goes through an oven, and out come every other second, we get a tortilla coming out. But what's key in the process is this nixtamalization protocol that really like highlights the flavor of the corn.
Is there a particular corn that will work the best with this nixtamalization process?
I think you can make tortillas with pretty much any corn. They won't look the same. In this particular case, we're using something called dent corn.
Yep.
And the dent corn, we've made it like work for the last 6.5 years.
Yeah.
And it has this great terroir kind of flavor. By terroir, I mean the area where we get it from has its distinct, unique flavor, which could not be replicated elsewhere because you don't have the same corn.
And right.
In our case, we're interested in buying corn that is local. And as the crow flies from our factory to the cornfield, it's only 8 miles.
Yes.
So it's a combination of nixtamalization, which is an ancient, like almost 3,000-year-old technique, nixtamalization, getting the right corn, the right ingredients, and we end up with a tortilla that is fairly unique.
What an amazing story, and we're right there with you, right from the cornfield to the factory to the process, Azur. It's incredible. Where are you from?
I'm originally from Costa Rica.
Are you?
Yeah, but I've been in Vermont since 2000 and in the States since 1992, so I've lived in the United States more than I lived in Costa Rica.
I gotcha. So where does this recipe and this formula come from?
Well, it's when we humans domesticated animals about 10,000 years ago, At the same time, we started domesticating plants. Well, actually, we domesticated plants before the advent of agriculture. But throughout the trial and error, a little plant that you would never think it's the same as corn was adapted in what's called a co-evolution process, where human beings started selecting for a particular kind of plant, and up comes the corn, which at that point they start nixtamalizing. They didn't use food-grade lime. In fact, the original formulas, they use ashes.
Is that right?
Yeah, just ashes. And I know there's one or two tortillerias that are still using that, but in our case, food-grade lime allows for like more machinability and the ability of like extending the life shelf and things like that. So
you can tell just by looking at these tortilla that they are going to be different and they're going to be so appealing. They're darker than what we may see in the package and things like that. Is that from the corn or from the process?
This yellow corn, when it's submerged in an alkaline solution with this lime, it changes color, and as you boil it, it changes to like bright yellow.
So most of the mass-produced tortilla are made with white corn, right?
But the biggest difference is not the corn itself, but the fact that a lot of the tortillas that are in the market are made with dough flour. So the flour by itself, although it goes through the same nixtamalization process, instead of continuing and making the tortillas, they dry it,
Do they process it too much? Are you not processing as much? Could that be a difference? Because, and not to ask you to give your secrets or anything, Azur, but
there's no secret. You can just Google it and it'll tell you the recipe. You know, I'll give you the recipe.
Except you have to know how to spell nixtamalization.
That's right. If you know how to spell that, then that's it. The end of it.
That's the end of the thing.
Right.
Where can we find Vermont Tortilla Company tortilla?
Well, you can find it on our website, Vermont Tortilla Company. Just put it on a search engine and you'll find it. It'll come first. There we have a link to like buy from us directly. If not, if you're in a bind in Burlington, for example, you can go to City Market or Healthy Living. In Middlebury, it's at the co-op. Kind of like the co-ops are the people that we work with. This kind of product works well in that kind of setting, you know.
And it helps when you know the story, and it's a wonderful story to tell. And you started the company when?
We started 6.5 years ago.
6.5 years ago, wonderful. And you're located right there in Shelburne?
Yeah, right across from the vineyard, next to Fiddlehead.
Everybody knows where you are. I've seen your place a million times. Stop in.
Yeah, please stop in. We have a little honor cooler outside. So if people want to grab some tortillas on the run, you just grab them from the cooler, leave $5 in the little thing we have there, and that's it.
Nice.
Of course, if you knock or ring the bell, and I'm happy to be there, I'll be happy to give a tour and say, well, this is how we do it.
Nice. Yeah. Hey, that's great. Now, how do you recommend we serve these? You're serving them with some cheese today.
I was just saying earlier that tacos are like snowflakes. You know, there's so many different ways of doing it, and no two tacos are similar. I am partial to steak tacos because I'm an omnivore. So I like steak tacos, are fun. Otherwise, like this is like a very testing one, which is just tortilla and cheese.
Right.
Just to see what's up, you know, because then at that point you can really get the flavor of the tortilla combined with the cheese too. Another one that is also very, very simple is you take half an avocado and you smash it with like a fork, put a little salt, maybe a little olive oil if you feel adventurous, and then you can just have that, you know.
Nice.
Tortilla with avocado is a match made in heaven, you know.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Azur, thank you very, very much. All the best to you at the Vermont Tortilla Company, nixtamalized in Vermont.
Muchas gracias.
Well, we seem to be in a baking groove here. Let's talk to Sean Taberman from Klinger's Bread here at the PFG show. Sean, nice to see you.
Nice to see you too, thank you.
Well, the talk of the show is your Klinger's Vermont Maple Pull-Apart.
It certainly does get around. A few people come around and start trying it. Next thing I know, I've got, you know, a line around the booth asking for it. So it
smells amazing.
Yeah, it's really good. It's originated as a way to use up wasted product, because I don't know if you know anything about making croissants, but when you make them, you know, you cut them into the little triangle shapes, you've got the little nubs that get left over, And instead of rolling those back into new sheets of dough, we decided, oh, let's just throw them into a little container and toss it with some cinnamon and sugar and see how it goes. And now we have a pretty much a department strictly dedicated to that product.
That's great. And of course, the maple doesn't hurt. There's maple syrup and brown sugar and cinnamon and all good things. And these are a retail item?
They are, yep. So we're selling it through Performance in half sheets, but we also do it retail at most of the local grocery stores.
And they are amazing for breakfast. What are they? I mean, they look great right out of the package. What happens when you warm them up?
Oh man, only better things. They always get better. And I think the main thing with those is the real Vermont maple syrup really makes it, drives that taste home.
No doubt. What's the best thing to top them with?
My favorite is vanilla ice cream. A little scoop of vanilla ice cream on top of there.
I happen to know a Vermont ice cream that you might pair up here, and maybe even, how about this? The maple pull apart topped with the Vermont Island homemade maple bacon ice cream.
Ooh, that, yep.
I think we may have to try that.
I think
it's a good combination, Sean. Now, how can we find out more about Klinger's Bread?
So our website is klingersbread.com. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, and we try to keep a pretty good presence there so people see what we got coming out. And pretty much if you Google Artisan Bakery Vermont, we're one of the first ones that comes up. So
excellent. Hey, thanks very, very much. These are amazing, and no wonder that everybody's talking about you here at the Performance Show today. Thanks for talking to me.
Thank you very much.